朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
请弟兄姊妹看约翰福音第三章，这是一个很有名的圣经，第三十节 verse 30, we're going to read that one only, and 我请弟兄姊妹们就一起来读。You can both read it in Chinese or in Mandarin. 约翰福音第三章三十节，弟兄姊妹找到没有？他必兴旺，我必衰微。Some of the translations said, he shall increase, he must increase, and I must decrease. 这节圣经在基督徒的经历里面讲是一个非常重要的经历，也可以把我们的生命因着这个经历而有所转变。This is a scripture which is pivotal to the transformed life of Christians. 我们每一个基督徒在教会里面都有一份功用。And since church is made up of all the Christians who are willing to make a sacrifice, to make a contribution, a voluntary offering of themselves, this scripture is especially meaningful to all those who want to do this. 所以当我们知道教会是由许多爱主的人，他甘心乐意自由的奉献，出于甘心的把自己献给神的时候，这些圣经对他们有特别的意义。And I couldn't avoid myself reading into the scripture because recently my youngest daughter began to take interest in reading the Bible with me. 我的老三开始早晨的时候，读圣经有兴趣了。他每天早晨起来吃完早饭，在上学之前有二十分钟到半个钟头时间，我们一起读圣经。那么从哪里开始呢？从约翰福音开始。所以很快的我们就看完约翰福音了。And pretty soon we finished chapter 3. Of God from John. And you know, when I try to explain to her the scripture, I find a great difficulty. 等到读到这节圣经的时候，我对她想要讲她必兴旺，我必衰微的时候，这可怜的老三十岁不到，她要懂这些圣经，怎么懂法呢？根本不能懂这些圣经。Well, because she's too young. Maybe that's the reason, but maybe there's another reason. Because in this world, we have never taught people to decrease. We always teach them to increase, and increase more. 在这个世界上面，我们所教导人各样的学习方法也好，都是自我的满足，而且越来越增加，你总是要增添才好，增加就是祝福，减少绝对不是祝福。所以也不一定是因为我的孩子太小而不懂这些圣经。But this is rather a tough, very difficult scripture for anyone to follow.这些圣经真的要来做起来要跟随的时候，我发现每个人都会有困难的。怎么能甘心乐意说他要兴旺我要衰微呢？ How can we voluntarily say this? That he shall increase and we shall decrease. Except for that, if we really understand his love. 除非有一天我们真的明白神的爱。耶稣基督为我们舍命，为我们流血，为我们死在十字架上面。腓立比书第二章告诉我们说，他本有神的形象，却不以自己与神同等为抢夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，既有了人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，却死在十字架上面。所以神将他升为至高。Philippians chapter 2 verse 10 on saying that he doesn't regard himself as equal with God, but rather took himself humbly into the form of man.And once he took the form of man, he humbled himself to be servant. So cross means something of humiliation. 所以十字架就说明一个降卑的道路。And the symbol of Christianity is nothing else but cross. 基督教的记号就是十字架。而这个记号不是仅仅挂在教堂门口的，而是在每一个人的身上，也不是挂在他脖子上面的，是在他每一个人的心里面。Cross is not something for an ornamental of church people, nor anything that we decorate with ourselves with. But rather, it has a spiritual meaning to take the form of humility. 所以弟兄姊妹们，除非我们明白耶稣基督十字架的意义，没有一个人能够照着使徒约翰所写所说的话，
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So unless we fully understand the meaning of prophecy,
there's no one voluntarily would say this with gladness,
such as John.
所以今天早晨我们再看约翰讲这句话的时候，对我来讲实在是很大的一个激励。
Therefore, when I read again the scripture where John took part in saying and doing, I find it greatly encouraged. I find myself greatly encouraged.
我们从二十二节看起， let's read from verse 22.
With that same chapter, chapter 3.
这事以后，耶稣和门徒到了犹太地，在那里居住施洗。约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。但是约翰还没有下在监里。约翰的门徒和一个犹太人辩论洁净的礼，就来见约翰说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”约翰说：“若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。我曾说，我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。你们自己可以给我做见证。娶新郎的，娶新妇的，就是新郎。新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我的喜乐满足了。
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
You read in the scripture where John was told that his disciple told him that Jesus, that the person you testified, the person you baptized was doing something that you did before, and he had more increase in numbers, there are more followers than you have.
约翰受很大的试探，因为他的门徒跑来告诉他说，你从前施洗的那一位，现在收门徒比你更多了。
Now, I do not know anybody who can take such a comparison or competitiveness without being provoked in their heart. It may not be manifested in their statement, in words or action, but inside, they will provoke most of the people, or 99% of the people.
据我所知道，大部分的人听到这样一种挑战比较的时候，里面都是不舒服的。
如果把我们跟任何一个比我们好的人来比，在我们里面就会有各样的嫉妒。
Jealousy comes in when we are compelled to compare with someone which is better than us.
It's human nature.
人性就是这样子。
所以这里你看，约翰所听见这些话而有的反应，证明他不是一个属肉体的人。
This is enough evidence that John the Baptist was not a carnal man. He is a spiritual man.
常常我们说一个人属灵，属灵的表现在哪里？属灵的表现不在于他懂了很多圣经的真理，属灵的表现不在于他讲很多属灵的话，属灵的表现不在于他能够有各样的恩赐。
Sometimes when we speak of spirituality, we mistook it, thinking gifts are a sign of spirituality, or the eloquency is a spirituality, or the way he can rearrange or arrange all the jargon, spiritual jargon, means that he's spiritual.
No.
It is rather his life,
his reaction, the reaction, he was caught unprepared. 一个人属灵在什么地方，就在他没有提防的时候，人怎么样给他一个刺激，而他的表现如何。
这一个装不来，因为你不能预习。
There was no rehearsal to your spiritual reaction, which revealed or which proves your maturity.
这就是我们个人的情形。所以你看在这里，约翰的表现实在是叫我们心里面折服。
We are quite convinced that John was spiritual.
假如你知道当时的背景，
If you look further into the background,
John was taking such a great follower. He was picking up such a great multitude. People come out to see him from all over Judea and Jerusalem, and they come to the wilderness of the river of Jordan.
他们从到约旦河来跟随他，他们从耶路撒冷，从加利利，从许多地方来跟随约翰到他施洗的地方。
What was he doing then? He was only baptizing people, and he was preaching. He was teaching them.
他在那里施洗，他在那里教训教导他们。
And his teaching was straightforward.
他所有教导的都是非常直截了当，从来不拐弯。
有些人因着他的话心里战惊，他们就伏伏在约翰的面前说，我们应当怎样行。约翰就告诉他们说，如果你是士兵，不要恶待人，不要以强暴待人。 John was preaching directly into people's hearts, and his words sometimes are piercing to the ears. And they came to him asking what they should do to receive grace from God. And John taught nothing but repentance, telling them, you have to repent, and you have to soften your heart if you're a soldier. And you have to be honest without cheating people. Those words are hard to accept. 这些话有时候并不容易被人接受，但是因为神的能力与他同在，那些听见的人并没有退去，反而跟随他。 We can see that the power of God is at work. John didn't discourage anybody, but he in turn draw people to him. And at the height of his ministry, Jesus came. 就在他侍奉的最高峰的时候，耶稣来了。 And what did John do? 约翰怎么办呢？约翰就在那里宣告说，看哪，神的羔羊。 He said, Behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of man. 要除去世人罪孽。 You know, John's ministry was to point out Jesus. John's ministry was to lift up Jesus. John's ministry was to manifest Jesus. 约翰的工作就是高举耶稣，就是把耶稣显明在世人面前，因为他称作约翰，称作主耶稣的先锋。他所做的事情就是叫人看见耶稣。Surely he did, and people do see Jesus. 人看见了耶稣，人就跟随耶稣，胜过跟随约翰。你会想，这么伟大一个圣经的教师，这么伟大一个侍奉主的先知，神一定叫很多的人跟随约翰。不错，他是很多的人跟随约翰，但是当他一旦把耶稣指出来以后，人都跟随耶稣去了。 John had his type of a ministry, and people did follow him, but once he pointed out Jesus, people followed Jesus. Now isn't that a dilemma? You want to get a follower to follow Jesus, but once you've kept that follower following Jesus, you have less people following you. 我们每一个人都喜欢有跟从的人，我们的理由很简单啊，这样我们好来一起来跟随耶稣。但是这里奇怪的一件事情，就是当这些人看见耶稣以后，他们离开约翰去了，离开约翰去了。约翰受了很大的试炼，他最好的门徒跟随耶稣去了。We might think about it that the best of his disciples, John, Peter, Andrew, they all once disciples of John the Baptist, but they became the best disciples and apostles for Jesus. 有一天，他最好的门徒跟着耶稣，耶稣呼召他们变成最优秀的门徒，也成了最优秀的使徒。但是在施洗约翰来讲，如果他知道他的教训会叫人跟随耶稣而离开他，在他生命里面，在他肉体里面，如果他不是这样清楚神的指示，如果他不是单纯的爱神，如果他不是被神炼净，他可能有所保留。 If he were not totally purged,cleansed, dedicated to the Lord, he might have a second opinion, and he might have some reservation of wholeheartedness pointing out Jesus. 是不是这样子？我们希望耶稣被人看见，但是我们也希望自己被人看见。We would like to have the best of both worlds.We like to have Jesus lifted up, but we also want people to see us, that we are great servants of God. They also see us, and we say they see Jesus in us. 我们愿意自己的名声也高大。人家说，哦，在某某人身上耶稣基督的荣耀，所以我们来跟随他，这是我们最喜欢的。
但是约翰不是这样。
But not with Jesus, not with John.
所以约翰的门徒忠心于约翰的，跟随约翰到底的，当他们提出这些事情的时候，约翰的表现，你才真正明白这是一个时代从神而来呼召侍奉他的人。
It is when these reactions took place we can truthfully and wholeheartedly agree that John the Baptist was indeed sent from heaven and he was called from heaven
to introduce Jesus. And he himself said, I am not Christ. 他自己清清楚楚地说，我不是基督，这是奉差遣在他前面的人。
If I don't want to be too negative, let me just insert a little bit of my comment.
我但愿我不是太消极，
但今天在侍奉主的人中间，我想每一个人都需要看见他身上的那一个执事和耶稣基督到底不完全一样。 Everyone ought to see, every servant of God ought to see that the ministry God has given him, after all, is not identical, it's not just Jesus. Yes, we are entrusted by Jesus, by God, such as Paul the Apostle said.His ministry to him live is Jesus, to die is to gain.
保罗能够清清楚楚地说，我活的就是基督，我死的就有意义。
But most of the ministers today, we need to learn John, and we need to humbly say that we are not Christ.
我们要应该更像约翰一样说，我不是。
The second point I make,
这里第二点我提出来，
更加叫我心折 that I'm even more humble and totally admiring this John the Baptist.
Why? Because it says here, 在这里约翰给我们看见，他说，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着。听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了。
You read in John chapter 3 verses from 29 on, and he said, He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but a friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoice greatly because of the bridegroom's voice.This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled.
约翰说我的喜乐满足了。
He said his joy is fulfilled. Nowadays, we see too many people is suffering with the truth
that he shall increase and I shall decrease. They have no joy. 今天很多的人是勉勉强强接受圣经的话说他必兴旺我必衰微，但是在他们的心里面没有真实的喜乐。
我读到这里看见约翰的喜乐，我就佩服在他的身上神所给他完全的恩典。
We rejoice in the cross.
我们在十字架里面有大喜乐。
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗说基督耶稣要在我们身上照常的显大。
Paul has a parallel saying that the Lord must be manifested on me. Nevertheless,
十字架是我们每个人需要接受的，但是接受十字架的态度却不一样。
Yes, we can take cross, but the attitude is what is more precious.
世纪元在这里说，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着，听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
John says, he that takes the bride is the bridegroom, and the friend of the bridegroom will stand there and listen to the voice of the groom and he shall rejoice.
这句话什么意思？ What does that mean?
意思就是说他永远站在一个陪衬的地位。
He is always taking a position.
In other words, on the side.
He will never
outstage his master.
他永远不跟他所侍奉的基督争锋。
这是我们侍奉目的要学的一件事。
我才说教会是怎么样成全的，教会是怎么样建立的。
Let me bring this to our relevancy. How do we build church? How was church built?
It is through the voluntary sacrifice of the believers, because they have seen both the great love that was manifested by Jesus and his example.
我再说，教会是那些甘心乐意的人舍己侍奉摆上的结果，
因为他们看见了耶稣基督大爱，并且又看见耶稣基督的榜样。今天在我们侍奉中间最难的一件事情，就是我们的己还是很大。
The most difficulty, the greatest difficulty in our ministry when we are serving is that our self was so pitifully big.
It surfaces everywhere.
It's so big that you cannot immerse in the water.大到一个地步，你怎么样把它按，它还是要冒出来；你怎么样把它放在中一个压在水里面，它总是要冒上来。
It's so buoyant that we cannot control it.
Yesterday I was cooking a few artichokes. 我想你们吃不吃这些东西哈？
昨天我们中午吃一些朝鲜
鸡，是朝鲜，是不是叫朝鲜鸡啊？那很多刺的东西哈。
你知道我发现一件事情，你放水越多要煮它的时候，它越往上冒，它比水轻啊。
我后来想到一个办法，水少一点嘛，它就在锅子底下了嘛，对不对？
The only way to make this thing going down is take less water.
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们天然生命就是这样，它老是要往上冒，老是要往上冒。
Our natural life, the very carnal being of usWe'll try to serve it everywhere, anywhere, anytime.
所以我们怎么办？
约翰告诉我们说，
他明白自己的地位，永远让耶稣站在他生命的中间。他不过是新郎的朋友，站在那里看见新郎所要做的事情，他的心里就喜乐。
John the Baptist, take second fiddle.
这是一个了不起的事情。
And he did it with gladness, with joy.
他一面这样侍奉，一面充满了喜乐。
弟兄姊妹们，这一件事情能不能成为我们的学习呢？
Now, brother and sister, can we learn from this?
Now, the third point I'm going to make,
第三点我要说明的，正好跟我们刚才想讲两事情相反。
Was totally contrary, you may say, to what I just said.
What am I going to say, you say?
He must be crazy because we're doing bivocal message. 你们想一定都是糊涂，他一面讲中文，一面讲英文，讲英文讲到后来糊涂，不知道他讲什么。
为什么他先讲第三点，又跟第一点、第二点冲突呢？
让我告诉你们，
其实不是冲突。而是今天站在我们的地位
来看约翰。Actually, it was not totally contradictory. Brother, I'm taking a position here to read about John the Baptist.
Have you noticed? I admired him. 你们有没有注意到，当我读到约翰的时候，我实在羡慕他。很多人读圣经羡慕许许多多的榜样，不错的。
We can admire those.Characters we read in the Bible. Of course, Jesus is the one we really admire beyond everything.
当然，最值得羡慕的、最值得爱慕的是耶稣。所以在我们心里面常常说，我要爱慕耶稣，更深的爱慕他，更渴慕他，我要侍奉他。
So we say the thing, saying it, the greatest thing is to love him, to admire him.
我们也羡慕保罗。
We also admire Paul.
Because Paul was suffering so much. And Paul was such a great evangelist and apostle.
因为保罗是这样伟大的使徒和先知，他的工作，他的信息，这样的深入叫人看见基督，所以我们羡慕。
我们也羡慕彼得。We admire Peter
because he is powerful. Once he preached, 5,000 believed. Once he preached, 3,000 believed.
彼得一讲到，三千人、五千人得救。
但是我也羡慕约翰。
But let me tell you, I also admire John the Baptist.
There's a reason.
Jesus himself even gave him a high praise.
连耶稣都亲口称赞约翰。
因为你知道，当约翰取到这条降卑的道路之后，
耶稣为他做见证。 It is when John the Baptist took a way of humiliation that Jesus himself began to lift up John the Baptist.
We remember the story. John was, as here it says, John was not in the prison yet. He was not taken. He was not imprisoned yet. But pretty soon, because of the directness and inhibition that he offended the king of that time, King Herod.
我们读到，因为约翰是这样一个正直侍奉神的人，他得罪了希律王，因为他在那里对希律说：“你娶你兄弟的妻子是不合理的。”
He dared to say, "King Herod, you have done a wrong thing to take your brother's wife as your wife."
King Herod took him in the prison.
希律王就把他抓起来。John's way was decreasing. 约翰的路的确是越来越衰微。
照人看 ，in human eyes，
他从前有这么多门徒跟随他，等到他下了监里面，不可能再有门徒了。门徒就算要跟随他，也不能进到监里面去。
Once he is a great follower, it may decrease in some, but still a great multitude.When he was working and ministering in, beside River Jordan.
But once he was taken to prison, how could he have any more followers? Even if you want to follow him,
you cannot because you're barred from the bar, from the prison.
And he was very lonely. 我们也读到约翰是何等的孤单。
At best, his disciples went to visit him and carry some message out and in.
他的门徒最多就是去看望他，然后把一些信息带给主耶稣，然后他们也把主耶稣的话带回给使徒约翰。但是约翰的道路是在越来越向北。有一天，希律宴请宴客，在群臣的面前就许了一个诺言，他看见希洛帝的女儿跳舞，就高兴。
The same woman.Who John the Baptist had been against to be Herod's wife. The same woman's daughter performing, and she was a good dancer, I assume. And King Herod was happy. And he promised her anything, even to half my kingdom, I will give it to you.
他就随口就说，就是我国的一半，我也愿意给你。
That girl asked her mom, "What should I want?"
这个跳舞的女孩子就问她的妈妈，我要什么？妈妈就说我要失去约翰的头。Herod said, "Give me the head of John." John was beheaded in the prison.
约翰在监里面被宰，但是主耶稣说什么？
主耶稣说：“
没有一个妇人所做的、所生的，兴起来大过失去约翰。”
But Jesus gave him a testimony, saying, "There's not a person born of women can be
greater than John the Baptist.
主耶稣给他这么高的评语。
And the contemporary gave John a good comment.
People at that time say,
John has not performed a miracle, but everything he said about Jesus was fulfilled.
当时代的人
对约翰的评价是什么？
这个人一件神迹没有行过，但是他指着耶稣所说的话都应验了。
He is truly a minister of our Lord Jesus Christ.
真是耶稣基督的指示。
This is John the Baptist.
And when we read of his story, we admire him. We admire his courage. We admire his brokenness. We admire his selflessness. We admire everything he had talked about and he lived about.
当我们读到世纪约翰的时候，我们心里面真正的是佩服啊！他是这样一个侍奉主的人。
完完全全对自己没有任何的保留，完完全全为了耶稣基督的荣耀，完完全全叫人看见他生命的降卑，而这个降卑是真正的伟大。 That kind of humiliation is true greatness.
You know, if I were at that time to follow John the Baptist, I would be very happy.如果那个时候我能跟随像施洗约翰这样的人，我想我的心里一定非常高兴。这样伟大的老师，他又有各方面真理的教导，又会教祷告，又会教旧约，各种都会教。
He will teach everything and anything, even how to teach us how to pray and how to fast. But I think John would have told me,
follow me.
但是我想，如果我们去请求施洗约翰做我们的老师的时候，施洗约翰一定会说：“你们跟随耶稣。”弟兄姊妹，我再说，这些信息不是光是为侍奉主的人说的，是为我们每一个人说的。因为侍奉主是我们每一个神儿女的责任，跟随耶稣是我们每一个人的责任。而我们跟随耶稣要求什么？要求我们天然生命的破碎和降临。
I say again, to build a church, it requires people who voluntarily follow Jesus with gladness, and to sacrifice themselves.
能不能在我们的生命里面说，主啊，愿你兴旺。愿我衰微。
Are you willing to say in your life, Lord, be it increased, and let me decrease?
Maybe this is a message not well taken, or should not be well taken, but I hope it will be.
这篇信息也许不会很受人的欢迎，因为我已经说过，世界的潮流和今天的风尚完全反对这样。
Even the young people.
Today in school, we're taught all the different contradictions to the Bible teaching.
The business world today, where the middle-aged or 30-something people were struggling through, requires a different attitude.
今天在世界上面工作的这些年轻的一种三十几岁的我们所遭遇的所面对的要求绝对不是他比兴旺我不衰微的态度。
But this is what makes John so great.
这一个是约翰成为伟大神仆人的例子。
And it can happen to us.
我们也能像他。
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们。 在主内分享彼此的见证，好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。